Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 16th chapter of the book of Exodus, we get the story of the Israelites complaining in the desert. They had escaped slavery in Egypt, only to make their way out into the desert wastes of the Sinai Peninsula, and they find that they don't have enough food. They don't have enough water, and they begin to get irritated and irritable. And so they complain, and then we read this. It says, "In the evening, quails came up and covered the camp. And in the morning, there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the layer of dew lifted, there was on the surface of the wilderness a fine flaky substance, as fine as frost on the ground." So, as I said, the Israelites were complaining that they had no food to eat in the desert. They asked Moses why he had led them out of Egypt so that they could die in a wasteland. Moses countered by saying that their quarrel was actually not with him, but with God. In truth, Moses might have had the same questions lurking in his own heart. I mean, how is Moses going to feed so great a multitude of people in the desert? The answer, of course, was that he was not. He was not. It was not Moses' job to feed the people. That actually was God's responsibility. What Moses and the Israelites needed to do was trust. They had to trust that the God who had brought them out of Egypt and into freedom could continue to provide meals for them even in the desert. The wandering band of Hebrews needed to learn to trust in God's provision. And lo and behold, the Israelites discovered that there was just enough quail and just enough manna in the desert to meet their needs. Now, that didn't mean that they had all that they wanted, not by a long shot. Unfortunately, the complaints of the wandering Hebrews would continue, but they would not starve in the desert. Even in a place of complete desolation, we learn God provides. Let's pray together. Lord, we know that there are too many times when we doubt your provision. Even though you have fully provided for all of our needs, when the next challenge comes, we face it and we worry. We worry and we grumble about not being able to make it through. You know, if we can't figure a situation out, if the resources we need aren't readily at hand, if the obstacles before us appear greater than our own ability to overcome them, we begin to assume, Lord, that we're lost. You know, we wonder, why don't we assume that in such situations you will provide? You have always provided in the past. Why should we doubt? You know, it's true that we have plenty of limitations, and that left to our own, we would die in the desert. But Lord God, we are not alone, and we know that. We believe that. You are with us, and you promise to provide. So we ask that you would help us to trust. Help us to trust. Looking at the provision of the past, help us to trust in your provision for the future. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.